Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Today, I want to talk about deception. There's a lot of deception going on in the world today. And so, I tell, that is our subject, don't be deceived. Don't deceive yourself. And the Bible text is from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Says, do not deceive yourself. If any of you thinks he is wise by the standards of this age, he should become a fool so that he may become wise. Amen. I'm perplexed. I preach the word every week, but I don't see any change. No one comes to me and says, this message has really touched me, I want to change my life. In opposite, I have to beg you to come to church. I'm perplexed because there is so little interest in the things of God. This week I threw away a lot of study material which I wanted to teach you, but there was no chance. People, wake up, wake up. The rapture is so close, so near. Many will be left behind because they were not ready. Jesus said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall come into the kingdom of heaven. Many Christians will be left behind when the rapture takes place. I told you many times, but there is no shock, there's no dismay, no reaction to that. Are you not understanding the time we are in? Jesus said it will be like in the days of Noah. People were feasting, they were get married, they went after their things, and suddenly a flood came. The rapture will be exactly the same. People run after the necessities of life, their families, their pleasures, and suddenly they hear the news that millions of people have disappeared. Only then you understand what the pastor had told you so many times. I would expect that you would say, wow, really, is that true? What can I do to be ready for the rapture? Politicians, they see the time we are in. There is a threat of a war in Europe next year, 2025. They are preparing weapons like never before. They really count with that. The thing is that the world understands. And they have a plan to unite the whole world with one leader, no more countries, just the world. And they think that is the answer, to know that there will be no more war. So don't deceive yourself and say all is well. No, all is not well. God cannot be mocked, and he will no longer look on how people live beside him or against him. Before Jesus' coming, a prophet had to come to prepare the way. John the Baptist was that prophet. It says in Mark chapter 1, verse 3, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him. This is a prophecy of Isaiah and Malachi. Before a king came, the way had to be prepared, the road had to be made smooth, the house were polished, all filth, anything wrong had to be removed. John the Baptist was a forerunner, the one who prepared the hearts of the people. Beside the second coming of Jesus, before the second coming of Jesus, there will be a forerunner again in the form of Elijah and Moses. But that will come at the end of the tribulation. What we have to do is to prepare the way before the rapture. Prepare the way before the rapture. I told you before that I expect the rapture to take place in the beginning of October of this year. What is your response? Do you hear what I'm saying? What do you do for God? What do you do for God? What do you prepare, what do you prepare for the King who is coming? You see, it's not enough to pray a little prayer in the morning and you're home. Kindergarten is finished for us. Jesus gave us a number of commands of what we are supposed to obey. John chapter 13, 34 and 35, it says, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. But by this all men will know that you are my children, if you love one another." You may say, I love those who love me. But that is not the love that Jesus had for us. He died for you while you were still an enemy of God. He gave his life for us. That is love. He never scolded anybody except those people who were proud about their positions. Do you love people you meet on your everyday life? Do you love them with the love that Jesus has for you? Are you willing to give your life for them? The second is that people may recognize you as a Christian. Are you hiding your Christianity? Do your neighbors and your work colleagues know that you are a Christian? Did you tell them the gospel? That is what we have to do. To love and to preach. See what Jesus said in Mark chapter 8, verse 38. "If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." Prepare yourself for the Lord. Prepare yourself. Don't deceive yourself by thinking you are a Christian, you did everything well. Someone may say, "I never did anything wrong." You're right, you never did anything wrong, but you never did anything right also. Therefore, you are disqualified. We had several blows in the last few years, totally unexpected. 11 September 2001, The whole world stopped when we heard the news of the Twin Towers in New York. Totally unexpected. Only a few days later, on 2nd October 2001, the proud Swissair, the national airline of Switzerland, grounded, together with many other airlines. Totally unexpected, not expected. COVID was another blow. Unexpectedly, the whole world stopped, stood still. I was on mission in Bulgaria at the time when I received the message that the borders were closed and I should leave immediately. Totally unexpected. Unexpected. So how do you think the rapture will be? Totally unexpected. Prepare yourself to be ready for that day. Before someone dies, he usually thinks about his past life. What did some of the great men of the world say? Voltaire was a famous French mocker. He mocked about Christianity. He mocked about God. And Voltaire met a terrible end. His nurse said, "For all the money in the world, I would never want to see another unbeliever dying." He screamed for forgiveness all night. Sir Thomas Scott, the president of the English House of Lords, he said, "Until this moment, I thought there was neither God nor hell. Now I know and feel that there are both, and I am condemned to perdition by the righteous judgment of the Almighty." The communist Lenin, the statesman of Russia, who killed many Christians, he was crying for forgiveness all night. And he said, "Though all the words what I said, all the things I wrote, destroy it, because it is not true. It's a lie." There were men who rejected God. They denied that there was a God. But when they were at the brink of death and saw the judgment seat of God, they denied all their words and all their works. What were Jesus' last words? In Matthew 28:19-20, he said, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all I have commanded you, and surely I am with you to the very end of age." This was the last commandment Jesus gave to all who claim to be Christians. Therefore, I ask you, to how many people did you preach the word last year? To one person? To 10? Or to 100? If you didn't do this, you were disobedient to the command of Jesus. So are we ready for the rapture if we are not doing what he says? Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, "If you love me, you will obey what I command." If you love me, you will obey what I command. Again, we come across love. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul. How can you say you love the Lord if you don't obey his command? God says, Pray at all times without ceasing. But you pray for a minute for protection. He says, study the word, meditate upon it day and night. But you say, I have no time. Do you think you're standing above God's commandment? Don't you understand his sovereignty? He is the one who makes the laws, not we. He makes the laws. He says something and we are to obey. He is not interested in your timekeeping. Your time schedule is not interesting to him. He wants you now. Don't you deceive yourself if you just live the way that you please. It's time we will become honest with ourselves. Therefore, what do you do about his commandments? Prepare yourself for the rapture. Prepare yourself. You will be left behind if you didn't obey his commands. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love is going with words, with little gifts, with compliments, and with encouragement. Do to others what you would have them want, what you would like them to do to you. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Wherever your world is, share the gospel. Share your faith. Renounce the carnal wisdom of the world and submit to the doctrine of the gospel, which the world considers as foolishness. Prove yourself to be wise, spiritually, and in God's account, wise in matters that concerns everlasting salvation. For this world is foolishness, this wisdom is foolishness to God, the world's wisdom. Worldly wise, or those who think themselves to be wise, is in vain. It's empty, it's foolish, it's unprofitable, it's ineffective to secure yourself against God. To love those that God has put into your place, into your way, is important. And that is not for pastors. That is for every believer, everyone who claims I am a Christian. It's for the whole church. And only if you attend the church, you are able to reach out to them and love, because as a corporate body, we can do it. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of my brothers, you did to me. And then he continued, then I will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. This is another command and a warning. May he find us doing the work, the service for him when the rapture takes place. We read in Hebrews 13, verse 2. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. To prepare the way for the rapture, we have to obey whatever Jesus said. Today, many have excuses for not attending the church, for not reading the Bible, for not praying, for not obeying the commands of Jesus. They have excuses, but actually they say, I don't want. I don't want. It would be more honest if they would say, I'm not interested to go to church. I'm not interested to read the Bible. I'm not interested in what God says to me. They walk around with excuses which they think is wisdom, but it's foolishness to God. So what are we going to do? Don't deceive yourself by false expectations. Obey the word of God. Obey his commands to love and to preach and to work charity. When Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself, he included everything that has to do with our mission. To love, to preach, so that they will not go to hell, and to give whatever people need. We may look like fools, but in God's eyes, we are heroes. The world may ridicule us for preaching the gospel, but they will realize when it is too late that what we said was right. When they reject you, continue to preach. When they reject your preaching, there are other people they want to hear. So, do you deceive yourself, or are you honest to yourself? Prepare the way. Prepare the way. For the rapture is taking place very soon. Very soon. Sooner than what you think.